There are some stories, and you have to talk about Henry Wells.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Henry Wells story.
Right.
And who was he?
Yeah, Henry Wells was a notorious bank robber, cowboy, and a notorious bank robber back years and years ago. The way this came about was John Hughes in Bartlesville was telling me about Henry Wells when he was growing up. John used to go to the billiard parlor, the snooker parlor, and Henry Wells was the guy that racked the balls. And Henry Wells was way up in years. And Henry Wells used to tell John and all the young high school boys about the fact he used to rob the banks. And if the bank in Burbank, Oklahoma, got $20 in it, he'd rob it. And they'd all kind of laugh at him. So John was a director of the National Livestock Credit Corporation, Oklahoma City, and I was also a director of National Livestock Credit Corporation. And we were at a meeting. We have an annual meeting every year, and we were at this meeting, and the inspector that inspects the cattle, they make cattle loans at National Livestock Credit, a fellow by the name of White. Mr. White was telling us a story that his mother had told him, and his mother Jim had told Jim White this story numerous times, and it was the same every time. And what had happened was that Jim White's mother and grandmother had come out of the grocery store at Winona, which is south of Pawhuska, Oklahoma, on Highway 99, and had done their grocery shopping. And there was a bank across the street. And just as they came out of the store, the bank robber across the street had robbed the bank, and he was trying to get on his horse. The horse was going in a circle, and he couldn't get his foot in the stirrup. About that time, the butcher ran out of the store behind them where they had been doing their grocery shopping. Still had his apron on and had a rifle, and he shot the horse dead. And they captured the bandit. And they looked in the money bags, and it wasn't any money. There was confetti. And what had happened was the banker and the robber had conceived this robbery so that they could split whatever the proceeds were that they were going to take out of the bank. And lo and behold, the bank robber was Henry Wells, the same guy that was lining up the snooker balls at the snooker parlor in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, when John Hughes was a teenager growing up.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, that's a heck of a story.
Yeah.
One of the funny stories, you know, you have funny stories, hunting stories. When Sam had President Carter down in South Texas on his hunting leash down there, well, they went out hunting, and of course, and they had the Secret Service people had to go with them and all. And there's a fellow down there that kind of heads the hunting up on this ranch, and his name is Walter Shields. So the dogs all came down on point, and the birds weren't going to get up. So Walter Shields walked into this little grove of trees to get the birds up. And the birds got up, and about that time, Walter looked down, and he was standing on top of a rattlesnake. And all of a sudden, he jumped off of the rattlesnake. They shot the snake, shot him in two. The bird dog went in, and the half of the snake with a head on it bit the bird dog in the nose. And so when after all this melee was over with, I asked Walter Shields, said, Walter, said, why did you pick up a club and hit that snake in the head or do something to it? And I thought Walter's response was the best I've ever heard. He says, you just don't do your best thinking when you're standing on top of a rattlesnake.
That's great.
I thought it was a great story.
That's great. That is great.